we all get to a stage where that higher source of us, our reason why we're here, our true purpose, why we've gone through everything to be where we are right now, kicks in. And all my clients, I open up their awareness to understand it. So we stop going down the same road of, hitting our head against a brick wall or feeling less self-empowered than we know we can be.
TheWellnessCouch.com, streaming wellness into your lives. Download the app today.
Welcome to the Self Love Podcast, the show that helps crack open your heart and inspire a deeper regard for your own well-being and happiness. Proudly brought to you by 28 Essentials. Here's your host, the gorgeous Kim Morrison.
Welcome to the Self Love Podcast. This week, we have an incredible soul, the amazing, gorgeous Greg Keighley. After a lifetime of self-sabotage resulting in 41 career changes, this beautiful soul went on to have two near-death experiences in the military as a Navy clearance diver. This left him battling PTSD, depression, anxiety, panic attacks, and body dysmorphia. Greg went through many years of therapy, investing a lot of his own time and money until he discovered a holistic therapy modality that totally changed his life. He went on to study as much as he could on how this type of therapy works so well over so many other options, and today shares this discovery, which he now utilizes to assist hundreds of people all around the world to release all negative emotions, limitations, and trauma from their past. He also helps you to realign your identity by creating an exciting, limitless future. You're going to love hearing the story today, how this beautiful soul has traversed his own challenges and mountains, how he's overcome many of what some would consider very debilitating situations, and then how he's used this to learn from so he can become an absolute walking, talking component of self-love, which then allows him to teach and gift others with his skills and knowledge so that they fast track it so they can get out of their own way and live their ultimate best life. I know you're going to love today's story. I know you're going to love all the tips and feedback that this beautiful soul has to share with us. And I cannot wait to see your comments and feedback on my Instagram page, Kim Morrison and the number 28, Facebook, Kim Morrison Training. You can head on over to thewellnesscouch.com/self-love podcast. Or you can actually reach out to me personally, info@kimmorrison.com. That's info@kimmorrison.com. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you for all of your beautiful feedback. And thank you if you have the time to give the show a 5-star rating so that more beautiful souls have access to incredible stories like today with the amazing Greg Keighley. Cannot wait to share this interview with you. Enjoy, take care, and be kind. Well, as you know, every week I have the absolute delight and pleasure to interview incredible souls, people who inspire and people who really are doing some incredible work, not only in the community, but for their beautiful clients, for their communities, and for people who are looking to being better versions of themselves. I would love to welcome this week the gorgeous Greg Keighley. Thank you for joining me on the Self Love Podcast.
Oh, I'm absolutely delighted. I'm loving feeling the connection of energy and being able to share my journey with you today, Kim.
Oh, well, speaking of journey, you've had a very colourful one. You're an incredible soul, someone who I have really, I guess you could say, admired more than anything from what you've been through and all the things that you now create and give to your beautiful community. Could you just take us on a little journey? Where did it all begin for Greg? Where did you start and how did you get into the work that you're doing today?
Well, it has been a journey. It has been 41 careers with a lifetime of self-sabotage, which led to a military career as a Navy clearance diver, where I had a couple of death experiences in the one night. That went on to create significant mental and emotional trauma for me many, many, for many, many years. until I discovered what I'm doing now, which allowed me to research as much as I could, and it took me into how we exist within different states of consciousness. And most of my clients, probably about 90%, are female, empaths, as we all are. However, I believe that the female gender is more open to understanding, to absorbing their surroundings and the people in them. And so they're the ones that reached out for me. I originally created my business for veterans that were suffering PTSD and suicidal. However, it's gravitated towards more of that empath community, professional women that basically surrounded within a male environment in the professional business community, then come home and they've got to deal with the same masculine environment at home, plus they're a demand on the kids. And they just feel burnt out. They feel depleted of their energy and they don't understand why. So that's pretty much really where it's led me to. But if, and that allowed me through many, many years of therapy for my PTSD, depression, I had body dysmorphia. I was anxious, had panic attacks at the drop of a hat. I was totally out of control of my emotional and mental state that led me to holistic therapy, as you know. So I studied as much as I could, as I mentioned before, and then that took me on to how and why we are impacted through emotions and limitations and self-belief. And then once we understand that and we can access that at the same state of consciousness that we place these limitations or accepted these limitations on us, it's called unconscious acceptance. It stems way back to before birth, where we accept the environment we are raised in at an unconscious level, which runs 95% of our life. And then as we grow a bit older in life, we leave home, we go to preschool, we start connecting with other families, and we see, hang on a sec, not everyone's the same as me. So that's when our self-conscious kicks in and we start wanting things that are better for us. However, our self-conscious only runs 5% of our life, as you know, so we're fighting this battle and this internal battle that keeps us going around, getting and attracting, being attracted to people and environments that we don't want, instead of what we really, really, truly desire. So how this all came to understand, a long way to answer your question, is that I grew up in a family of a narcissistic parents, and basically everything I ever wanted to do, it was a stupid idea. It was ridiculous. I hadn't done it before. I wouldn't succeed at it. So I was just stupid for even thinking it. Understanding that when I connected to the holistic different state of consciousness, this stemmed back from when I could remember at the age of about 2. And that led to me playing every sport known to man. It had that 41 careers, because every time I would succeed at something, and it doesn't matter what it was, there was that unconscious underlying acceptance that I mentioned before from a person of authority in my life back when I was a child, that it was a stupid idea and I wouldn't be able to succeed. So basically, I would resign, I would start a different company right at the bottom, I would keep sabotaging my own success, my family's success, and it led to me hitting rock bottom, which led me into this holistic therapy. So now, after many, many years of going through that and the death experiences, now I help hundreds of people all over the world release negative emotions, limiting beliefs that they've accepted at that early age that can stem back 7 to 11 generations, or 21 generations even sometimes. And all of a sudden they have this different identity. They're not going through life with this self-doubt, this unconscious acceptance that they cannot have everything that they choose to have in this life. And then when we let that all go, we then align them, realign them with a higher state of consciousness that is limitless, as you know. It's limitless, and it allows them to receive quite good messages from their higher sources, and basically we plan their life for the rest of it, and it just shifts and totally life-changing. So that's where it's led me. I went downhill big time. It wasn't until I discovered the holistic methods of therapy that I had the aha moment, and then I studied as much as I could to understand how, and then I offered that information to clients through either one-on-one sessions, group sessions, or retreats, five-day retreats. That's what I'm doing at the moment. I'm living my true purpose. I understand now that I had to go through everything, so many years of just hitting brick walls and being kicked down to the base of my existence. It had to happen for me to able to be doing what I'm doing now. Does that make sense?
Oh, it's incredible. There's so much in there. You know, I just want to go back to one little point. The thing, you're at rock bottom. A lot of people give up at that point. And a lot of people also see rock bottom as an opportunity to put both feet on the ground and to create a choice. How did you, there was just one part missing for me to understand, going from that part of turmoil, continual unconscious limiting beliefs and self-sabotage, to then finding holistic therapy. What was the turning point? What was the aha? What was the synaptic gap that actually was created for you to go, there's something else for me?
After hitting the brick, great question, like fantastic question. And it was hitting those brick walls all the time. And every time I was going through talk therapy with professional therapists, I was simply refueling the emotions from the past. And when I say rock bottom, it was emotionally rock bottom. I sabotaged everything. I started sabotaging my family. And basically I spoke to a friend of mine that I'd inspired many, many years before. He said, "How are you going, Greg?" And I never revealed what I was going through, but I just told him, and he said, "Look, mate, you've got to go and outsource these different methods of modalities that are holistic." And straight away I knew in my gut that this was something I should investigate, and I did it straight away. I invested a lot of money in it, and it totally changed my life. So I think we get to a stage, well, I know we all get to a stage where that higher source of us, our reason why we're here, our true purpose, why we've gone through everything to be where we are right now, kicks in. And all my clients, I open up their awareness to understand it. So we stop going down the same road of, you know, hitting our head against a brick wall or feeling less self-empowered than we know we can be. And so I was driving, I was doing jobs that I thought in my perception were rock bottom for me. Obviously, people did those as careers, but I knew there was something better for me. There was just this internal knowing. And I think all my clients, men or women, know this. And that's why they're unhappy, because they have this knowledge that I can, but I don't know how. And so for me, I opened my mind to that sort of therapy, holistic therapy. And I think that's the biggest or the greatest lesson, is if you can open your mind to what you're told or what you've been doing and haven't received change, then all of a sudden change becomes available. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it just falls in your lap once you open your mind to it. So people will say, "Hey, Greg, how do I know this therapy you do is going to work for me?" I say, "Well, do you really want change? Do you really want to change where you're at?" And they say, "Well, yes, I do." And I say, "Well, have you got an open mind on how we exist?" And it could be God, it could be universe, it could be anything. But if you just understand that there is more, which takes us to quantum physics, how we exist in a quantum realm, then we understand we have a self-conscious, which I focus on 5% of my life, unconscious, which runs 95% of my life. It breathes for me, it beats my heart, it blinks, it grows hair, it reproduces billions of cells. And then that superconscious, or as Einstein calls it, energy, our higher source, then we understand that those three states, if I access them through, as you and I know, hypnotherapy, simply by closing our eyes, shutting off conscious focus, allows us to then focus on our heartbeat, our breathing, and all of a sudden, straight away, we're connected to our unconscious. And our unconscious basically attaches an emotion to everything we experience in life, even before we're born. Because of that energy that Einstein talks about, if we understand, okay, well, maybe when I was spirit, source, soul, I come on in and I start growing into a physical mass in this life, my unconscious is working overtime to create a body. But if we go back to the basics of quantum mechanics, then we're all energy and our body is growing into this mass that's full of what, 70 to 80% water. What is water to energy? It's a conductor, isn't it? So if we just see ourselves as this little sponge that's growing inside our mom, and we are absorbing all the energy of what she's going through, what dad's going through, what the environment's going through, then we can understand that my unconscious has accepted that as my life. Does that make sense?
Yes. I'm curious, the unconscious acceptance is what most people don't even realize is a thing.
I didn't for 40-odd years, you know. We're just getting around living our life, but we just don't understand that yet.
People think they're just living a life, that they have no choice or options available to them. Perhaps their parents or their guardians didn't have knowledge to teach them this. So do you think, in your humble opinion, those of us that do this work and are in this work, and particularly really good therapists, it tends to be, and this is just a generalized statement, a lot of them have gone through hell and back, and they've invested, as you said, a lot of time and money into healing themselves and then realizing that there's a gift in sharing that knowledge. Is that what happened for you? The more you healed and cleared, the more you realized you actually had the ability to help others?
That is, you just hit the nail exactly on the head. Why would you go to someone that hasn't gone through what you've gone through? You know, it's like I remember, and I spent some money on life coaches, you know, trying to find what my, you know, golden nugget was, and it all led to living in a three-dimensional world of this life, yeah, where in actual fact this life, your existence and my existence as a physical mass, as dictated through quantum physics, right? This has been proven. So this is science-based. It's not me making this stuff up. But if we understand that my physical mass only makes up 0.00000001% of my existence, what the hell is the rest of it? You know what I mean? So you're dead right. Once we've gone through all this, we start researching why, then all of a sudden that aha moment comes to that the coach, and then they understand that, look, if this can help me, maybe it can help other people. And I think that's the turning point.
Yeah, I was just going to say that turning point, that moment, that I guess the ability, we can learn so many different modalities, so many different types of therapies, there is so much available to us, which is what's so gorgeous. And by the way, for the listener, Greg and I met through our love of hypnotherapy. What would you say became, what was the turning or the moment, the aha that you went, actually, this is the best holistic therapy I could integrate into my teachings? What was that, or is there a combination for you?
I think it was the first step, the baby step of understanding that if, you know, if I use thought and I start visualizing, then all of a sudden things just happened and they worked. And it was, well, why? I had to know why. I think it was the first step in a lot of research for me to understand how. Because hypnotherapy is simply the vehicle we use to access our higher states of consciousness. And when we say hypnotherapy, people say, hypnotherapy can't work for me. I've never been hypnotized before. And I say, okay, so I want you to just close your eyes for a second, and I want you to just take a couple of breaths, and I want you to focus on visualizing yourself in front of your car or in front of your house. And they go, yeah, okay, I'm there. And I say, well, so what color is it? And they tell me, what color's the windows? Is the, say, the dash of the car or the front of the car the same color as the car? Is it black? Is it white? And they just describe it to me with their eyes closed. How? It's because their unconscious has recorded what it is. It's attached an emotion to it, and they will remember that for the rest of their life. So if we go, okay, my unconscious can do that, and I work with someone who actually connects with me at that higher state of consciousness. I think this, the work that I've been doing, which is part two of your question, is the more I did it, the more I started connecting with my empath state of consciousness. So all of a sudden, attracting all these empaths to me that couldn't understand why they were overwhelmed by outside energies, they felt, you know, drained and not getting where they are, it allowed me to connect to more of mine. And so all of a sudden I turn around and I'm this empath that's connecting with the person. So they come on, they sit in front of me on Zoom here, they could be over in the United States, and straight away I just open myself up, because that's how we exist. I connect to that state of theirs, and I'm actually guided by them on where they need to go. So I'm sort of like a channel that goes through and guides them to where they need to go, because everyone's different. And what's really interesting, I just want to put this forward, is that, and this is brought forward with the retreats that I do, is that people could have gone through years of sexual assault. They could have gone through years of war. They could have just gone through years of dad working away all the time, and they feel abandoned or rejected because of that when they were younger. So it doesn't matter what someone's gone through, because at the time they were going through it, it was the most intense emotional experience of their life. And so they attached those negative unconscious emotions to that, and that's what's still sitting within them. Does that make sense? So, yeah, so I think, to answer your question, search for someone that can help you release what's limiting you, blocking you. And then once you've done that, I think you need to find someone that can allow your identity to accept a life, a future without all those limitations. It's like classic example is, let's look at veterans or nurses or emergency services personnel, that you enter a role where your identity is stripped of you. So whatever you were doing before then, they don't want that in here anymore. They want to program you to respond and work in a job that not many other people can handle. So what happens is our identity changes. Where you want to, you know, when I joined the military, it was, we all have to wear the same uniform. All the guys' heads were shaved. We do everything together, so we become a team. We become dependent on each other. So all of a sudden my identity is lost. And then after the job or the role or the career, it doesn't matter what it is, you know, it could be just, you know, a real estate agent. It could be anything. You're designed and molded into this successful person. And then when you leave, you go through what's called an identity crisis. It's like, hang on a sec, I don't know what my life's like without this. So we go through grief. It's like a loss, massive loss. And so it's very important that we align a client or a person with what they can do after that. And the way to do that is let go of what they've been programmed in a conscious and unconscious state, and then we go to a higher conscious, superconscious state. And that allows us this calmness, this amazing acceptance that I can have everything I wanted from now on.
Do you think just as on that little point there, that because I'm always interested in people like yourself that grow up in an environment that perhaps isn't conducive to being incredibly loving and supportive and all of these things. And yet I've seen families, I've had clients, I've watched people at my workshops who they are the ones that have had the same upbringing as a sibling, same environment, same parents, yet they've chosen to turn it into something good, whereas another sibling can actually become a victim to it or live in that self-sabotaging negative mindset that that's all life is. You've talked briefly about that little turning point for you. What is that golden egg? How come some people perceive their existence as an opportunity to grow, learn from, and not be, and others fall victim to it, and their life is the self-perpetuating form of self-sabotage and criticism and self-loathing and all of that? Why do you think that happens to humans?
That's a fantastic question. And this is something that I bring up all the time with my clients. So you and I could be, we've come in from their spirits, this energy source that Einstein talks about. We start growing amongst human form. We're in the same environment. But what happens is we've all chosen a different path for this experience. Why? It's so we can learn, we can love, and we can grow. Yeah? We can teach. We can teach others. So we learn along the way. Love is more so, okay, I start to love myself because I start seeing that everything happened for me instead of to me, and then I can start teaching others or teach myself. So if you and I were twins, for instance, and we both grew up, you know, an hour apart or whatever twins do, and we do everything together. Now, let's say, for instance, you and I are playing in a park and a dog comes up and it bites me on my leg and you're standing right next to me and you see me cry and I've gone through this pain, I feel this pain, I couldn't believe it, I can't believe what's happening, and then all of a sudden the pain goes into me and I start crying, and then after that I need to go and get a tetanus from the doctor, so then it adds more and more fuel to this actual moment, and then you're standing next to me, beside me the whole time, yeah? And then the cut gets infected and I've got to go through more, and, you know, more of this and more of this and more of this, and then it's just building up more emotions that I'm attaching to it. Would it be fair to say, you're standing next to me, but would it be fair to say that we grow up from that moment forward with different lenses over our eyes on how we would see dogs? Because why does this happen? Because it happened to me. I felt the pain. I went through the fight, flight, freeze modalities, and I was stressed. So my unconscious, remember, it runs 95% of my life. It attaches an emotion to everything, so I remember this life. It attaches such a negative emotion to it that I will then grow up and have fear of dogs. Where you were next to me, you didn't go through all that pain. You didn't attach all that emotion, but you looked at my uncomfortable demeanor and you went, oh, poor Greg, I think I'll be a bit more wary around dogs, where I am absolutely terrified of them because of the emotions I attached to the event. You, standing right next to me, didn't actually have the pain at that time, have attached a less, more intense emotion to it. So does that make sense? So yeah. we can go through life, brother and sister, same environment, domestic violence, dad's an alcoholic, beats mom, or just screams and has anger and or whatever the situation is, okay? And whatever we're going through and we connect with those parents separately, Yeah. It depends on the emotions we attach to that. Does that make sense? So we're going to go through and I'm going to attach a different emotion to you, whether you're standing next to me while I'm getting flogged or I'm standing next to you and getting flogged. It's a different emotion for the same event.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go back to where we started, that energy source, that spirit where you come in for an experience on this life. Do you all come in together with your family members and your friends? Of course not. You come in alone. You are born into this life alone. Your journey is yours alone. So if we understand that and I live my life, I'm attaching emotions to it so I can remember it, so I can grow from it, so I can start understanding and I see why these things happen for me instead of to me. So I don't become the victim. I become the student. And then I leave. My body gives way. It grows old. It can't handle this anymore, whatever life I've lived. Or I get cancer or a tumor, whatever that is. I then leave alone, don't I? I pass and I go back to that energy state that I exist in, as I said before, in that quantum realm of over 99% of what I exist as. So I just go home, yeah? This is an amazing experience that we need to go through together so we can have as much fun, if we can learn as much as we can and maybe teach others. However, if you and I were that brother and sister, you've come in alone and your path is unique to you. So what that means is how many people have crossed your paths in your life? Thousands, right? Thousands. So if we understand everyone's on their own path, and even our kids have chosen to come through us. They don't become us. They've chosen to come through this life, to be born, to be created into this mass, to go through their life. We can love them and support them, or we can hate them and degrade them. Yeah, because that's what happened to us. And there's my unconscious acceptance coming in, saying, my dad yelled at me, so I have to yell at my kids. You know what I mean? This is why mental health is out of control now. Everyone's offended by everything. It's because there's such different shifts in how we grew up to how our kids are growing up, to how our parents are growing up. Such massive shifts over the last 100 years. Mental health, people are just struggling to try and comprehend how it all works and why we're so unhappy and why the frequency of the world is at such a low point and wars and hate and ego and all that. I'm going way off track, but I hope I answered your question. So if we're all on our own path, maybe you're my sister and you're journey this time is to learn to love the person you become and start teaching others, where mine is just to learn. I'm not ready to love myself and teach others yet. So what happens is I'll go through that victim road, that path, and no matter how many people try to help me, that's not my path. And this was very evident when I started bringing on clients who all wanted to, and I wanted to save the world, obviously, with this unique, trained perspective of connecting with clients to allow them to help them. But I fast understood, and you know this, is that there's a lot of people don't want to be saved. And this happens a lot when I give free things out. People go, thanks very much, and then I see them asking someone else for help that, within 5 minutes, because that's their path, that's their journey. So what's the best thing we can do for ourselves is to focus on my journey. You can understand this because remember in school, the last thing you were told to do was go and love yourself. Oh, she's up herself or he's up yourself, you know what I mean? However, as we get older, if we go, well, hang on a sec, This is society. This is the outside world, how it's influenced us and impacted us. And I start talking to myself and not being afraid to look in the mirror and go, geez, I look good today, you know, or I feel good. Or, gee, hang on, I need to lose some weight or whatever. But We avoid that because it's frowned upon by society. And then we look at the males in this life. It's frowned upon as a child, not so much now, which is why this offensive, you know, they, them and all this stuff sort of coming in. I don't predict to know anything about it, but just from my perspective is that back in the day, it was a weakness. It was considered a weakness for a male to step up and say, I need help. I'm emotional. I cry. Yeah. A cry is just an emotion. I mean, what the hell? It's just an emotion. Someone under fire, someone being beaten, your emotions go through this amazing roller coaster then. So you're not a male, you're not a female, you're just a being that's going through absolute crap to attach an emotion to. But the males would rather take their lives than to reach out for help. That's why their suicide rate's higher. The veterans, the same. The identity crisis I talked about is four times higher than civilians. Why? Identity crisis. Yeah. So it just leads us all into that realm of this is my path. I need to love the person I'm here. What the hell am I here for? And once I do that, then I can live the best life I can for me. And if I'm doing it for me, you as a friend of mine get the best version of me. You as a child of mine or a sister or a mother or a brother or a partner or a loved one get the best version of me, and that's going to lift you up and rise you, you know. So if I become, people say, oh, I don't want to be selfish, but I need to put myself first at the moment because I'm going through hell mentally, emotionally. It's like, what? You misunderstand its perspective. If you shift your perspective and say, I'm actually here for me on this journey. If I put myself first for a moment, I understand who the hell I am. And I am this amazing trillion, gazillion year old entity that's living a life here, you know, and if I just make it the best life I can have for me, then everyone gets the best version of me. But more importantly, and I think this is, you're talking about a quote, if I focus on me, I become the best me that I can be for everyone in my life, but more importantly, for me.
I love this. You know what I'm hearing and everything you're saying, the day-to-day drama, story, beliefs, the conversations, the superficial aspect of being a human. When talking to you, we're not talking about any of that. We're talking about that incredible unconscious and energetic state that we really do have the potential to live, for want of a better word, in beautiful harmony or bliss in any chosen moment of any day, regardless of what's occurred for us. I would love to have you explain to us then why hypnotherapy, tapping into the unconscious mind, works so powerfully for some people, and yet there's some who have an aversion to feeling like they're going to be hypnotized into becoming a squawking chicken on stage, or they have a higher level of critique, or they're not quite as open. You keep saying the word about opening up. If we're not open to these new modalities, well, not new, they're old modalities, but this way of looking out for ourselves, does that limit our experience by shutting down the potential for having a more open existence or being more aware of that quantum realm? What's your thoughts around how hypnotherapy can work so powerfully for some and why it doesn't for others?
You just answered that question in yourself. So if I have a closed mind, and I've had people with closed minds, that's fine. And their life is a misery, like everything's closing in. They're physically, they've got every ailment, they're on medications all over the place, they just keep attracting more and more bills, they're not enough money and all this sort of stuff. However, remember that what I just said before, that everyone's on their own path. Some are not here to get better this time around. and that is their choice. So quite often I'll have people reach out to me. And this has been the frustrating thing at the start of my business, you know, when I first started. It was all these people reaching out going, wow, this sounds fantastic. I want to do this. And I go, fantastic, let's do this. And I never hear back from them. And then I go, oh, well, you know, it's frustrating as a business owner to try and, you know, make sure I've got enough time for certain people. But then they might come back after stalking me and watching what I do and the massive, they're like the 100% success rate with every client that's open-minded. And that might be 2 years later and they go, I'm ready now. So it's very important that I understand, that I share with my clients that everyone in your life is either ready now, will be ready later, or will never be ready.
So, do you know what? That gives us permission. Sorry to interrupt you, darling.
But no, go.
I feel like that as a person living with someone going through crisis, change, or trauma, or repeated patterns of self-sabotage, that statement alone, some are not here to get better this time round. It's kind of like it's a sense of permission to not feel like we have to save everybody or be a part of that self-destruction. Is that a fair comment?
It's you've hit the nail exactly on the head. And so without saying, oh, I wish I had to save that, like I've had clients that have reached out and I've offered free stuff to them. I've offered cheap stuff to them. I've brought into groups everything and they haven't, you know, they've shopped around, which is fine. I can't take offense to that because remember they're on their own path. And then they've end up leaving this world, this life. And so remember I was saying they used to come to me, people used to come to me when they were at rock bottom. I had a lot of people like that and that just weren't open-minded for this. They've gone along many, many years of medicated talk therapy and the depression. Usually the potential client's family reaches out to me first because they're fearful. But then they've chosen to exit this life and it's, well, hang on a sec, I could beat myself up about this because I've reached out and it's so sad they did not take my hand to help them. However, let's look at that bigger picture, that quantum physics states, their statement is you are the creator, not the participator of this life. However, if we understand our unconscious has accepted those things in the past, we can simply let them go by accessing it through hypnotherapy, then I can create a different life. So those that choose and want to change, they will search out who's right for them, and if it feels good, they'll do it. Might not be now, might be in a year, might be in 10 years. But we have to let go of the responsibility, exactly what you said, of saving the world when we understand that I'm here for me only. That's the only reason I'm here, is for me to learn, to love, to teach maybe, and those around me that I've been with, I've created some relationships with, we've had things in common. Oh, why don't we talk about things in common if we've got time on how you, what frequency you resonate at. Because if you're brought up in a domestic violence situation, you'll go through life, through the cycle, the same domestic violence cycle, connecting with people that have been in domestic violence situations because that's the frequency you're resonating at. Once someone says, I want to change this, I want to become amazing and unstoppable, their frequency rises and they start meeting people on a different level. Does that make sense? So I've got clients all over the place saying, all the good men are either gay or they're taken, right? It's like, no, well, hang on a sec. The good men aren't seeing you. Well, what does that mean? It's because you're down here talking about how many bills you've lost and all the good men are taken. I don't get one. And so what's happening is you're sitting at that lower frequency when all the good men are up there going, I'm really looking for a woman that has this self-love that I can love too, that she'll let me in because she's vulnerable, she's let go of all the shit in her past, and so have I. And they could be earning millions, but they're just not seeing that person at that lower frequency. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, which is why it's so important to continuously work on ourselves, read what we feed our minds, our bodies, our hearts and our souls with helps to really raise that frequency. I am loving this conversation. If you were to describe to somebody what is hypnotherapy, how would you describe it?
Okay, it is, people say, well, what is it? I just say, well, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to imagine your car or whatever. And they go, yep, so that's it. It's that simple. What is it using? It uses three tools. One is thought. What is thought? Einstein says it's energy. Thought is energy. What are emotions? They're energy. Yeah. So we use thought. You have a thought of, I want to change, I want something better. We then do a thing called visualization, which I talked to you about. That's the second ingredient, is visualization. We visualize a better life, a happier time. Why do we use that? Because when we visualize things, it increases our emotional connection to it. So, you know, when we're looking for a new car or a fitter body or whatever we want, and we see it, we start getting excited and we attach an emotion going, I really want that. I really want that. So what that's happening is my universe is shifting around this specific moment right here, right now. I've used thought. I'm starting to visualize something which creates emotion, which raises my frequency, and then we take action. And taking action is being guided by someone like myself or yourself to access where they need to go, to let go of past limitations, accepted limitations, or the labels they've been told. Like, I was told I was stupid, can't do that, I don't know why you're bothering, boy, you're wasting your time. They're all labels that I accepted. And I have clients going, oh, that'd just be my ADHD or my OCD or my bipolar. And I say, who told you you have bipolar? Oh, my sister, you know? And they've accepted that. Or mum, when I was 5, I just wanted to play. I just wanted to play outside. I wanted to be free. But they kept trying to keep me inside so I could study. So all of a sudden there's something wrong with me. The boy's got ADHD. And so you go and see a doctor and the doctor says, yeah, you've got ADHD. And the psychiatrist says he's got ADHD. And this poor little kid says, I've got ADHD. But in actual fact, I just want to be free. I want to get out of my bedroom and I want to be free with the world. But it's a label I've accepted. And we're running around with so many labels. It'd be amazing to just to let them go. And I've totally forgotten your question. What was the question, Lee, before I went off track?
What is hypnotherapy? This is perfect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we went off into a trance.
Yeah, we did. So that's what it is. It's trance, isn't it? And when we met, we were with this blessed human that took us through our course, this beautiful human, and he was saying, just watching your own TV show, listening to this podcast, you go into trance, which means you shut off your self-conscious focus, same thing that we do to close our eyes, and you just become mesmerized by what you're seeing, what you're hearing. So we've done, one is thought, two is visualization, and the third is action. Take action. And I say to clients after they've had this massive shift, like the shift can last 1 hour session, and they have just let go of so much stuff. But then they've got 50 years of habits, negative habits that they need to break through, right? And they go, wow, I just feel this massive shift. I feel amazing. I feel so light. I feel so free. And it's like, okay, well, now's your time to take action. What does that mean? Well, it means just do some research towards what you want to change. Just sit down with someone that you get along with and have a coffee or a cup of tea and just go, you know what, I'd really love to do this. And so just taking action by talking, changing your thought, will create a massive shift in your universe. Because remember, we're all connected at that energy source. We are universe, yeah? People talk about God, I have faith in God. That's fine. You are God because you are all connected as that. That's okay. So if I want to shift my universe, not yours, I work on me, I visualize it, I take action towards it. And you know what? Someone says, this happens to every single client. You wouldn't believe what happened to me, Greg. It's so funny. I don't know how it works. All of a sudden, this new job offer came in front of me. All of a sudden, this person that I've known for years has shown, you know, an attraction to me in a relationship-wise, and we're just perfect together. It's because, yeah, you're now taking action to create change. So does that make sense?
Yes, and I think that constant taking action is probably the missing component for so many people, because we get told to visualize it, say affirmations, have pictures or vision boards, but unless you actually take action towards it, it does sit there as a dream rather than a reality. I would love to know then, you know, these are all, everything you're talking about, especially when it comes to talking and sharing ourselves, when it comes to being vulnerable, when it comes to taking care of our own health and well-being, they're all acts of self-love, ultimately. That's saying you're worthy enough. The fact that we're even here shows that we're worthy enough. The body is constantly in working towards homeostasis and trying to keep us alive, happy, and well. If you were to describe what self-love means to you, how would you give it a definition?
Perfect. What a great question. Not many people that come to me have self-love. And I say, well, okay, so if you're going to look into the mirror when you brush your teeth, you actually stare into your own eyes. And I've done posts on my Facebook business page on this. People say, oh, I find this very confronting and it's traumatizing to look at myself. It's because they hate themselves. They hate the fact that everything's happened to them and they can't work out a way how to change it. I was like this. God, the self-harm I used to do, the self-abuse, the alcohol and all that sort of stuff, absolute hatred, yeah. And then one thing that I tell a client and I want to share with your listeners is if I just shift my perspective, now we don't have to go into all this hypnotherapy or anything to do this, we just shift our perspective. Understanding what I've just talked about, you're here for your own path, you're here for your own purpose. Why did everything happen in my life? Why did it happen for me? F-O-R, for me. It didn't happen to me. It happened for me. And then all of a sudden we shift into the learn. I've learned so much. Because if I had this massive challenge that I overcame last year and I didn't have the 40 years before that of challenges to step up to that, I probably wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't have been able to cope with it. So if we understand that, why did it happen for me and not to me, it takes me out of the victim mode and it gets me into the teaching mode. So it happened for me. Who's been with me the whole time since I've been here in this life? It's been that tiny little inner child that sat there and watched you go through all that crap for so long. And that tiny little boy or that tiny little girl is so proud of you because you just keep going. And if you can use and access that higher state to feel that, and we do that through hypnotherapy, like we said, close your eyes, just listen and be guided to where you need to go. Amazing acceptance, self-acceptance, but an amazing overwhelming self-love just floods through. And you go, far out. Now I understand why it all happened for me. And humans do the most shocking, disgraceful acts, yeah, as is their path to do. If I take you out of the paths of the people from your past that created wrong to you, or that you attach those negative emotions to, being beaten, being raped, being whatever, if I take you out of that equation, that path, if I take you off it, do you think it wouldn't have happened? Of course not. It would have still happened. There's a war There's wars all over the world. Do we lie in bed, fearful of our lives, fight, flight, freeze, that I'm going to die here? No, we don't, because we see it on the news. We're not attaching the emotion to it that you would if you were experiencing it. So if I take you out of an event, you no longer attach the emotion to it, but the event will still happen. Mum will be beaten by dad, or dad will be beaten by mum, or they will have problems with their work and stress and drink themselves stupid, or whatever's going to happen, whether you're there or not. And if I can understand that and go, it's not, this isn't me. This isn't who I am. People say, as an adult, you need to take responsibility for your actions. Well, of course you do, because we're in an environment that we're trying to, you know, connect with each other and help each other. But if I understand that all the limitations emotionally and mentally on me never had anything to do with me, it's just that I was there, then it's easy for me to go back through hypnotherapy to let those emotions go. And as you know, when we go back in time and let the emotions go around an event, it no longer affects us today. The next thing is just simply align their identity with what they want. And that's through higher conscious connection, which is, again, hypnotherapy. And voila, you've got a totally different person. This is why it's great working with mums in households, even ones that have had toxic partners and turned the kids against them. Once the mum learns to connect with herself, knowing that she can see her own strength because she's gone through so many years of just being belittled and downtrodden, and even the kids talk to her like she's nothing because they've accepted the way dad talks to her. But once she starts finding her own strength and her own self-love, the entire dynamics of her world change. The kids, the way they see her, change. And the new partner will see this as well. See how it all connects. Everything's now starting to come into flow. It's like, okay, well, this is very complicated, but it's not. It's really simple. If I just look at me, let go of who I thought I was with all those limitations and I'm not good enough and I can't do it, then all of a sudden I just go, what am I capable of? And all my clients say, oh, Greg, you know, even after the second week or so, I'm just so unbothered. I'm just so unbothered by all the crap that my parents go on about, or that, you know, sitting around the dinner table and especially parents of us, you know, 40 plus, that it's all about guilt because we're living a happier life, a better life. In my day, we didn't do that. We had to walk 15 miles to get it. You know, it's all guilt-based. It's like, oh, well, sounds like you had a tough life. I haven't. You know, and I've got some clients that go, oh, it's not my circus, it's not my monkeys. Perfect. You know, you don't have to be nasty and shut their world out, but just go, sounds like you had a hard time. I'm not. Get over yourself. That was your journey. This is mine. And so they're sitting at the dining table, you know, especially at Christmas and everything, with Christmas stress is quite high, where families get together and mum says something and dad says something to put the kids down, so they feel better. The kids just, it's like water off a duck's back. My clients are just going, I'm just unbothered. Nothing bothers me anymore. Like I just don't care. And not that I don't care, it's just that I can only control what I can control, and what I can control is me. Yeah. I've got clients who have children that on spectrums and all that sort of stuff, and they struggle to, I say, how are your mornings? And they say, oh, the mornings are nightmares, trying to get them to school. Yeah. For these kids and for the parents, it's just like a world war. And I go, well, give us an example. Well, I tell her to put a shoe on. She got the shoe on, and then we walk and get in the car. She hasn't got the shoe on. I just lose my shit. I go, well, hang on a sec. What importance are you giving to that? It's ruining your entire day. The kid's scared to hell. If the kid goes to school with one shoe, they won't go again with no one shoe, because they'll have to go through an entire day with only one shoe. Oh, well, what are you giving the importance to? Well, I'm giving all this importance to the shoe. Okay, well, how about we just let it go? Love the kid. The kid's there. You're in the car. You're going. Have a great day. You've only got one shoe. Good luck with that. The kid will never will always get out and put their shoe on before they go because they didn't like it with one shoe. You know, we're always trying to, like you said before, we're always trying to cure everyone. We're trying to fix everyone. Let them go. And if they want help, they'll ask. Sorry, I cut you off. You were going to ask me.
No, I just think let's imagine someone's listening to this and they themselves would really love some more help or get that outcome that you're talking about where they can tap into that beautiful unconscious part of their potentiality and possibility. How can people find you, gorgeous Greg?
So my name is Greg Keeley, K-E-I-L-Y. The business is called How's Your Headspace. Headspace is two words, H-O-W-S, your headspace. And they can find me or they can email me direct at support@howsyourheadspace.com.au. I'm all over YouTube. I'm over Facebook. I've got social media everywhere. If someone is ready to make a change, it's worth having a quick 15-minute call to see if this is for them. That costs nothing. It's just to see if they align with this. But the potential, as is hundreds of other people that are open-minded and want change, is 100% success. And it blows me away that I can just guide them to where they want to go. Like I don't put anything in there. People go, I don't want you in my mind. You got it all wrong. I'm opening yourself up to your mind so you can let go of what you don't want anymore. And you can find what you want and start being attracted to it and have it attracted to you. So, yeah, they can find me all over the internet. I never judge. I've been through a lot myself. I've had a lot of clients from many different walks of life. Everyone's story is unique, as you know. So whatever's important for you to let go of, through this, you will let go of.
I add to this with the beautiful Greg's work? You know, so often, as you've mentioned, that we live in these labels or what we think is who we are. And I love that question or that thought of who would you be without these labels, without those thoughts, without that attachment, that unconscious attachment. And that is where I see the magic of what you offer. You're giving people the opportunity to see what life is without all of that negative self-sabotage or lack of self-worth or self-doubt or fear or trauma. And I cannot say to people enough how quickly you will transform that pathway to self-love, that pathway to full potentiality and possibility, to living the life that you truly do want to live and deserve to live, how quickly it happens through this particular modality. And I can say, hand on heart, having experienced working with Greg, you are in incredibly safe hands. So if this is lighting you up, or if you know someone that would really relate to someone like Greg, please make sure you check out the show notes. I will have all of his details in there. Otherwise, look for howsyourheadspace.com.au. Reach out with the email of the same thing, support@howsyourheadspace.com.au. And if you just want to be a voyeur for a while, then follow him on all the socials until maybe that little aha drops when you're ready to make the change. I just have truly loved today's conversation, and you and I could talk for many, many hours on this amazing topic. If there was a final message to the Self-Love podcast listener that maybe we could include your favorite quote, what would you say to this beautiful soul listening to you right now?
Okay, so just can I do two? One I already mentioned is that everything happened for me. It didn't happen to me. Because if I was pulled out of there, it would have still happened. So I was there for a reason, to learn and to love myself for getting through it and use it to teach either myself or others. So there's the first one, is that it happened for me. The second is, if you want to let go of something that's blocking you or limiting you, you have to access it where it exists. Your unconscious runs 95% of your life. It's as simple as closing your eyes to access it, focusing on your heartbeat and breathing. So it runs 95% of your life. How do we access it? If we access it to release everything that's bothering me at that state, That's how we rip out the root causes of our unhappiness today. So if you want to deal with an unconscious emotion, you need to access it through your unconscious. That's just common sense in my view. And that's why it's so fast acting.
And the other quote, I think you and I were in the same class for this, is you cannot solve a problem with the same consciousness of thinking that created it. You do have to go to a new space and place to actually solve your problems. You cannot solve it in the same space or place. And your access way, the way that you deliver this information and guide people safely and effectively and powerfully into that new space or state, is probably one of the greatest gifts that you have. And I would definitely say to you guys listening to this, if you have someone that can guide you safely and effectively through the unconscious mind to access the parts of you that want to change, I could not recommend Greg and hypnotherapy enough. I think it's one of the most powerful modalities on the planet. And I even love more so how you describe it, that it's as simple as closing one's eyes and focusing on one's heartbeat is actually doing hypnotherapy. It's not necessarily running around on a stage, clipping your wings and dancing like a chicken, that our stage hypnotherapists can tend to lead us to believe that's what it is.
Can I just jump in quickly? So everything is done online here. So people are in their own environment. The best thing about COVID was that I could still keep doing this, and I'm doing this and helping people all over the world who sit in their own bedroom or their own lounge room so they feel comfortable and safe. And I guide them through over Zoom, and they have amazing results because they feel relaxed, they feel comfortable. And it's pretty much accessing everything they need to in their own environment. So it's not coming in and sitting on a couch. It's just sitting on your own couch in your own time, headphones, and wow, the journey's amazing.
And it's such an incredible journey and one that's accessible to all of us. I cannot recommend that 15-minute conversation enough. Greg, thank you so much for being a part of my world, for having gone through everything you've been through so you can give to people the best way to traverse their own journey more effectively, more powerfully. And thank you so much for choosing to be a teacher and a lover of oneself in order to give us the gift of you at your best self. I just want to say publicly, thank you. Thank you for all that you gift and do.
Thank you so much. What a lovely thing to say. And so I'm very approachable. I don't have any perceived conceptions on anyone because they're all on their own path or own journey. So just reach out. That's all you need to do. It's the first step.
Yeah, so powerful. Thank you so much, my friend. It's a delight to see you and to be with you. And I cannot wait for people to hear more about you. Thank you for being on the Self Love Podcast.
Thank you so much, Kim. I feel honored to be part of it.
Thanks for listening to the Self Love Podcast. Be sure to write a review and share the love with your friends and family. And head over and visit Kim and her team at 28.com. That's the word 20 and the number 8.com. Take good care.
This has been a production of TheWellnessCouch.com. Check us out on Facebook and join in the conversation on Facebook.com/TheWellnessCouch. Subscribe to each show on iTunes and check us out on Twitter. The Wellness Couch, streaming wellness into your lives.
Whilst the Wellness Couch presenter endeavor to provide accurate and helpful information to their listeners, these podcasts cannot take into account individual circumstances and are not intended to be a substitute for health and medical advice from a qualified health professional. You should always seek the advice of a qualified health professional before acting on any of the information provided by any of the Wellness Couch podcasts.